You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast. Today's question comes in from a 31-year-old businessman, married to a professional woman who left her very promising career in Canada to come and settle in India with him. He says, "We've been married for 2 years now, but she feels I'm too busy and involved in my business, though she works with me. And she also says that I don't have a very healthy work-life balance. She's gone back to Canada and is now asking for a divorce. I don't want to end this marriage, and I believe she too would prefer that things worked out between the both of us. What should I do?" Your question has been addressed by Veera and Nupur. Let me give you first Veera's perspective. She says that somewhere there seems to be regret in your wife about the job that she's left behind and come and married you. Helping her rebuild, especially something substantial and more meaningful here in India with you, is one of the ways forward. Apart from this, you guys would definitely benefit from some couple counseling and making her address what her real cause of disturbance and bother is, because Veera feels there's something more to it. And now our expert counselor Nupur Gavankar's view. She feels that your wife's beliefs and underlying guilt, regret, or some insecurities about the marriage itself, there seems to be a big question mark, needs further investigation and counseling. Currently, you can actually start to have some intimate, very candid discussions and focus on talking particularly about these emotions which might be underlying. And you got to figure out what you feel about each other and the relationship towards each other, what your attitudes are and what your underlying feelings are. You need to bring them out. And of course, a mutual agreement regarding how you can make plans together and sort of give up this individualistic outlook at the moment and see whether there's a possibility to work it out. Nilofer Mistry also has an input. She says life needs balance. So she's talking more about you. A lot of businessmen are workaholics, and they sort of make work such an integral, inseparable part of their lives that they cannot detach from it after the working hours are over. So if you continue to be on your phone, if you continue to be totally engaged and absorbed and are neglecting your family duties, she might be right somewhere. And making you understand this is also important, is what Nilofer feels. The fact that she's also working with you, Nilofer feels that of course she must be busy and maybe professionally satisfied or not, that's a big question mark. But if she can see, having a very close understanding of your work situation, that you're overworking yourself and it's not called for, then probably you need to sit together and analyze both sides of it. So you need to figure out where your work balance is not right, because you can't totally put the blame on her. And of course, she needs to take a step forward and you need to sit together and discuss the issue at hand. Running away from it, keeping that sort of distance over a long period of time and keeping quiet about it is definitely not a constructive approach. And if you both have the intention of saving this marriage, start talking to each other. And of course, you can engage with one of our counselors. Simply log on to sageadvice.in, sageadvice.in, and book a session immediately. For people who have similar issues or any other issue that's bothering them, this is our attempt to reach out to you through our WhatsApp hotline, 8284-800-259, 8284-800-259. So keep writing in your messages, dropping in your audio or video recording on the WhatsApp number, and our panel counselors will revert to you within 24 hours. And of course, those problems discussed on the WhatsApp become a part of our podcast as well. So keep tuned in, keep listening, and let's help you build a better life.
You are listening to The Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.